Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Mark Henderson of the Monroe Symphony League. Mark, welcome. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Well, you're welcome, Corey. It's good to be here. Monroe Symphony League is one of many hats I wear.
I see you got your zoo shirt on today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm on my way to, that's my post-retirement job out at the zoo, and I'll be going there after I'm finished here, so.
Let's talk about this Monroe Symphony League. Now, folks, if you don't know, Monroe has a very good symphony orchestra. You guys are sort of the philanthropic arm that is over there trying to help out the orchestra and make sure good things keep getting done musically in North Louisiana.
Our primary function, Corey, is to raise money for the Marjorie Strickland Scholarship Program, which awards young Louisiana musicians with an opportunity to play with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, rewards them. It's a competition that happens once a year. And, we will have our Marjorie Strickland winner performing with the orchestra later this spring.
I guess I need to remind folks, too, since we're talking symphony, next weekend is the Pops concert.
It is the Pops concert. It is the 14th. It's at the Monroe Civic Center Arena, and it is an all-Broadway concert this year. It's music from the Broadway stage.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you've got Mr. Odin's going to be singing up there. You got all the Odins involved, I think, and lots of other local talent performing at the Civic Center. How long has the Symphony League been doing this this thing we're going to talk about today, this book sale that raises money to help your organization?
You know, Corey, I'm not really sure about the entire history of the book, about the book fair or book room. It's been around for a good, it's more than a decade now. Exactly how long it's been, I'm not sure.
You and I both worked together at the New Star for a while. The book room is across the street from the old New Star location on 4th Street.
Catty corner.
Yeah, kind of catty corner there. And you've got a sale coming up that begins this weekend. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, the sale is a two-weekend sale. This weekend, we're open on Saturday and Sunday, and then the following Friday and Saturday. So it's the 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th. The first day, there's a $2 entry fee. That money goes toward the upkeep of the building. The other 3 days of the sale are free.
But the first day, you get the best picks at the newest stuff, right?
That's right. I mean, right now, we are stuffed full. I mean, we are all, as I like to say, locked and loaded for the sale. We have a lot of suspense. The suspense shelf is packed. So is the romance section. So is the biography section. There's also a excellent religion section. If you want to increase your church library or your personal library with religious material, there's a lot of that. Cookbooks, history, and it's not just books. We have a large selection of used DVDs. I know that vinyl has had a huge comeback. We have a lot of vintage vinyl there.
I didn't think it ever left.
Well, it went on a hibernation. Let's just
you know it didn't here at the radio station. There's a turntable right there.
Yeah, we have some CDs. Not a large selection, but we do have some CDs and some artwork. Knickknacks, magazines. It's a really wonderful, wonderful way to build a library. Most books are $2 or less. There's only a few that you'll find more than $2. People come in and buy box loads of books.
I did that. I bought a big new house years ago. Actually, it was a big old house, and it had these big bookcases, and I didn't have enough stuff to fill them up. So I've got books I've never read that I came down and bought. I used them for decorating.
Looks good.
It looks great. I got all kinds of stuff. I look like I know some stuff. And I got those at you guys' book sale. Recently, we had a pretty prominent Monroe guy who died, Dr. Dwight Vines. You told me you got a few of his things down there, and this may interest U.S. Navy folks. Tell me what you've got.
Yeah, we have a few of Dwight Vines' World War II vintage ship models. You know, these little kits that, you know, plastic kits. There's a PT boat down there. There's a destroyer, and it's in the history section.
Now, they're put together, or
they're
already done.
They're already done, and they are for sale. They're in the you'll find them in the history section of the book room.
Well, that sounds kind of neat. That'd be something neat to come home with.
And I'll tell you, if you're in need of building a children's library, I encourage you to go the very first day, because one of the first things that gets hit is our children's section. Teachers especially will come into the book room to see what we have for children, and that goes fast.
Let's tell people this, too. The book room works on donated books, so tell me how that works. If I've got some stuff, it's time to recycle and run through and get some new stuff. What do I do with the old stuff?
If you're downsizing, if you're just trying to clear shelves, we take donations at the book room every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the book room, except in December.
Now, again, Mark, the first weekend is this weekend, and there's that $2 cover charge on Saturday for the building upkeep. What time do you guys open up?
We open at 9 a.m. every day, and we run until 5 p.m.
So that's the 6th and 7th this Saturday and Sunday, and then next Friday the 13th and the Saturday the 14th. And that's at 320 North 4th Street, kind of catty corner to the old New Star location. Mark Henderson, thanks for being with us today on Land Yap. To find out more about this and other Land Yaps, we invite you to visit our website at kedm.org.
I'm Josh Madden. Join me every Saturday night at 7 for The Set List, where we'll explore a theme that ties together music from lots of different genres. That's every Saturday night at 7 right here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.